I want to throw it straight over to Adam Portelli, who took over as the director of the MEAA's media section in late 2020. Adam, let's hear from you.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks to the Walkley Foundation for putting on this particularly important and pressing event for us all today. Can I begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the lands on which we're all meeting from here today? And I like to pay my respects to First Nations peoples, their elders and ancestors, particularly where I'm meeting you all from today, which is Wurundjeri country, part of the Kulin Nation. Today, I'd like to provide an overview of a survey of working conditions of regional journalists that we conducted last year. The survey canvassed views on the state of the media in regional and rural Australia on a range of solutions to ensure that media in regional Australia continues to have a viable future. We've been the union for professional journalists and media workers for over 110 years, and regional journalists represent a significant portion of our membership. By reporting on local stories that the big metro outlets can't or won't cover, our members in the regions keep their communities informed and connected, and their outlets and their journalists are an essential service in times of flood, drought, and of course, in recent times, pandemic. Importantly, they serve a vital role in democracy by holding those in power to account and giving voice to everyone in their communities. We know this is an industry in crisis, and I don't intend to delve into research presented elsewhere, but since the start of 2020, we've seen more than 100 regional and community newspapers cease printing. We've seen commercial news broadcasters cut back staff, bureaus, bulletins, and coverage. And this is on top of 106 local and regional papers that have closed over the previous decade. In fact, we estimate the number of recognised journalists in Australia today has dropped by about a third to less than 10,000. Last year, we conducted a nationwide survey of regional journalists to help inform policy solutions and provide an accurate picture of the state of regional journalism. The findings of our survey are set out in a report which is released today and is available on our website, mea.org. In total, some 200 regional journalists completed the survey. The respondents were spread evenly across the country and there weren't discernible differences in terms of survey results depending on their different parts of the country. Slightly over half of the respondents were mid-career journalists with at least 10 years' experience working in the regions. The survey captured the realities of working in regional media newsroom environments, that is, environments that are often under-resourced and require journalists to be adept at several journalist skills. In other words, multitasking. While an overwhelming majority, some 88%, describe the bulk of their work as reporting, almost half of the respondents also said that they worked in social media reporting or production, which again just highlights the multifaceted nature of the modern media newsroom. Half of the respondents worked in hybrid digital and print businesses, and a bit over a quarter worked in broadcast and or digital. The upshot, regional journalists are doing it tough. Their pay is well below the average wage in Australia, which is now a little bit over $90,000 per annum. One in three journalists earns between $50,000 and $75,000 per annum, and almost half of regional journalists earn less than $50,000 per year. And of course, as newsrooms get smaller due to redundancies and attrition, for those that remain, the workload rises sharply. Almost three out of four journalists describe their workload as high or very high. This, of course, leads to regular and often excessive hours of overtime. Some 13% of regional journalists reported that they regularly work more than 10 hours per week beyond their normal or rostered hours. And a third say there is no compensation whatsoever for this unpaid work. In other words, wage theft. We found that 63% of respondents say career advancement opportunities and training at their employer are poor to very poor. Respondents reported that two out of three media employers don't provide regular and structured training, and not just on technical aspects of their craft, but also on particularly important areas such as media law, which in a litigious and increasingly anti-freedom of the press jurisdiction such as Australia, that's particularly concerning. Looking at the big picture, 9 out of 10 survey respondents say the health of regional journalism in Australia is poor to very poor. And a similar number said media diversity in the regions was poor to very poor. 61% of respondents said the future for their career as a regional journalist looks poor to very poor. And probably most disturbingly of all, some 54%, over half of regional journalists surveyed, can't see themselves working in regional journalism in just 5 years' time. As part of the survey, we asked respondents to rank the issues that they confront as working journalists day to day. Journalists told us the closure of media outlets was the single most important issue facing regional journalism because of the impact closures have on the coverage of local communities. Further down the list, respondents were also concerned about the centralisation of local media to big city media hubs, abandoning local communities and denying them a voice, and the escalating concentration of media ownership also featured in their responses. Amidst the despair, though, regional journalists believe their work is valued by their communities. In fact, that's why they keep doing what they're doing. Respondents told us that local communities are hungry for their own media. Survey respondents overwhelmingly said their local audience was a strong supporter of their media outlet, and more than half felt they had the strong support of their local, state, and federal political leaders. Our survey asked respondents for their solutions to the crisis. After all, they are the ones with the boots on the ground in daily contact with the communities that they serve. And the message? Strong local community support and assistance from government are essential to help build a sustainable model to ensure that regional journalism continues to carry out its duties without being crushed or culled. The top response favoured ongoing and expanded government support for regional media businesses. We note that in its November 2021 report, The Future of Work in Journalism, the Centre for Future Work estimated the amount of government support needed for journalism, including regional journalism, was around $250 million per annum, so a significant expansion of the $50 million PING program of direct grants to media outlets. The next response called for the boosting of funding for the public broadcasters expressly to expand, restore and maintain their strong presence in regional Australia. A third leg had improved training and career paths for journalists, and a fourth, increasing and maintaining government advertising for regional media outlets. And the last of the five most popular proposals, respondents called for specific amendments to the News Media Mandatory Bargaining Code so that digital platforms that benefit from the news stories they carry must contribute to paying for the editorial content they use, with a particular emphasis to regional and smaller media outlets. Among survey respondents, only 1% supported a relaxation of media ownership laws that would allow for greater concentration of ownership through takeovers and acquisitions. And you can see why by just looking at this slide. Our media industry is already one of the most concentrated in the world. In 2020, in a response to the upheaval in regional journalism that has certainly been exacerbated by COVID, but in no way created by it, our union launched Our Communities, Our Stories. It's a campaign to provide an avenue for local communities to take up the fight for the survival of their media and to advocate for reforms to ensure regional journalism and media have a sustainable future. We believe that by working together with local, state and federal governments, local businesses and communities, and with regional media outlets, we can build a path to survival for regional and rural media. The campaign has, amongst other things, urged members of the community and their municipal and political leaders to lobby the federal government to support local media. And so far, this has helped realise the creation of the PING program, which was an important, albeit ultimately flawed, first step. But more needs to be done to sustain and strengthen a vibrant and independent regional media ecosystem. This support could and should include direct support for regional journalism, as well as incentives for emerging community media models. And I've already heard this morning some of the speakers refer to some of those potential models. It's important, of course, that journalists and communities have a say in shaping the future of regional media industry. it is the journalism they produce and rely on, respectively. That is what we're trying to say. The crisis in regional journalism is real and it's urgent, and it requires an urgent fix. We simply cannot tolerate a news media blackout to descend on our communities. Regional journalists, we know, and we knew before this survey, are struggling while their communities remain desperate for their local voices to remain. The global pandemic has surely emphasised the vital need for accurate and clear information that local media, as an essential community service, must continue to provide. The time has well and truly come now for the federal government to take concrete steps to sustain local public interest journalism by embracing the need for multi-year arms-length funding that is tied to the production of local and community content. Anything less, frankly, will foster a continuation of the progressive decline of regional journalism. Unfortunately, the federal government's recent announcements of just a couple of days ago, one to provide $5 million per annum for 2 years for regional cadetships, and the second to reverse a portion of the $500 million cut from the ABC over the last decade or so, fall far, far short of what is needed. I'm optimistic, though, and it's not too late for this or, in fact, a future government to step up and take responsibility. But we all have a stake in this fight and must act now to save what is an essential and irreplaceable community service to our regions.
Hey, Adam, thanks very much for that. That's terrific. I do take heart from the fact that you say regional journos do feel that their work is worthy.